CBS 800 Wagner Marshall.
Hello, Ms. Wagner. Patrick Fox calling.
Hello, Mr. Fox. I could have called you to save you the long-distance charge.
Oh, actually, I get long distance in Canada and the U.S. on my mobile anyway.
Oh,
it's all included.
it's all the same thing.
I wasn't sure if you were going to call or if I should call. So.
Oh, okay. So a couple of things. I'm already tasked out looking for any new records.
Mm-hmm.
I see that there are no new entries under the name of Patrick Fox.
Okay.
I didn't look under Richard Rice because until I actually saw the record you provided, I didn't see that name was associated to you.
Sure.
So what travel document do you use? It says here that you have a Canadian passport.
Well, no. Well, okay, that passport that I applied for a long, long time ago, and I've stopped doing anything like this. We're talking about stuff that I was doing many, many years ago. That passport was obtained on false pretenses, and it's my understanding that IRCP is fully aware of that now, and they realize that that passport that was issued to me in the name Richard Reese wasn't actually me.
Okay.
So
I see in the records that we gave you saying, determined by U.S. Department of Homeland Security and claiming to be born in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
but had Canadian passport showing born in Canada, was able to conclude that he was, in fact, born in Sudbury, Ontario, and passport was legitimately issued.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing about that remark, though, about that NTB entry, is that the person that made it, I believe his name was Stephen Jacobs, says he was able to conclude, but there was no investigation was done. I mean, all he did was he looked at the passport and went, oh, there's a passport, and so this must be that person. IRCC later determined, though, that I'm not actually that person. Admittedly, I lied on the passport application.
Okay, so are you Richard Rice?
No. Well, no, my legal name is Patrick Fox, but I ran away from home when I was 14, and so I assumed or changed my name to Richard Reese at that time.
Okay.
And then I just continued to use that name up until a few years ago when I came to Canada.
Okay. So what my office can do for you
mm-hmm.
is the purpose of the Access to Information and the Privacy Act is to provide you with records under our control.
Sure, yeah.
So we can't answer questions. I see that you have, I also have your other request. Were you asking for to confirm if a person is employed with CBSA?
Oh, yes.
So we're processing that request. But the only thing that I can do for you is to give you access to
mm-hmm.
any records that would be pertaining to you.
Sure.
So
sure.
We don't have anything under Patrick Fox.
Okay. Are there any records pertaining to
any
me?
Any new
that would
records?
Be, yeah, because I have records that you guys provided me before. Essentially the same stuff that IRCC had provided about the that same document you were just reading from.
Yeah. So that's from our field operations system.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the field they make notes.
Right.
So at the port of entry or you know, when you're talking to an inland enforcement officer, they will make notes in that system,
mm-hmm.
and that's our immigration system. So you have everything up to date. So the new stuff that I went and searched for, it came back with the exact same three pages.
Hmm. Interesting.
So there's no new NCB entries.
Okay.
Nothing new.
So now if somebody contacts you guys requesting information about me or verification of my status or lack thereof, et cetera, would there not be any records made of that, or?
So if someone were to approach the Access to Information and Privacy Division
mm-hmm.
and request information pertaining to you, two things we go through. One, what is the right of access of
mm-hmm.
that person? So another CBSA employee does not have right of access to your information that you make under the Privacy or under the Access to Information Act.
Okay.
If an inland enforcement officer says, hey, we want to know if they've made any new requests, that we can't divulge that.
Right, right.
Because you have the right of privacy to make a request under both acts. The other thing is we only process requests when we have consent from the individual.
Okay.
So let's just say an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend would to make a request saying, I want all records on Richard Rice or Patrick Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
We would go back and say, get consent.
Sure. But the reason that I'm asking is, I don't know if you're aware, if it shows in your computers, but I had some legal issues. I was convicted of criminal harassment. Currently, though, I have 3 years of probation, and one of the conditions is that I can't leave British Columbia, but since I have no status in Canada and I'm not allowed to work here, I'm in this very unfortunate situation, and so I'm trying to get the court to remove that condition, but the prosecutor in the case keeps insisting that all the evidence that he's seen proves that I'm a Canadian citizen. And he claimed he had been in contact with CBSA and that you guys had told him that your records show that I'm a Canadian citizen. And so I'm trying to see if maybe there's some new information or some record or something to show whether or not he actually did contact you guys, because I suspect he's lying. I mean, that's why I submitted that request for about that the person to verify if they work there, because he had said he spoke with that person at CBSA, and I suspect, though, he's just making all this up just to make my life difficult.
So the only other thing we could do is if you believe that that person that you named in the other request, I think it's Patricia...
Taylor or something? Sorry, I don't speak
French. Talar.
Sure.
If you believe that she has records pertaining to you or any information pertaining to you, we can submit a request for all records pertaining to you from her.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I don't believe she even exists. I think he just made the name up.
Because right now, all I see in your privacy request is basically, like, there was no new entries into Canada. I haven't done the exits yet. But I've looked under both names, and nothing new from what you've received.
Right,
so
right.
My recommendation to you is that we modify the privacy request, and we say all records pertaining to me, you know, in the possession of, and then name that person.
Okay.
I mean, that's all we can do, because everything else you already have.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, boy, I'm telling you, Canada is a difficult country to get kicked out of.
I would seek legal counsel on this, but if you're an American citizen, then you can always re-enter the U.S.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have no issue with that. And my only concern is, though, because of that probation condition, if I show up at the border and Homeland Security contacts the RCMP, they might violate my probation and put me back in jail. Otherwise, I would have just already left. All right.
So right now, you don't have status in Canada whatsoever. Like, you're an overstay, and they think you're Canadian, but you're not.
Well, I don't think anybody really thinks I'm Canadian anymore. I think we're well past that point. Like, IRCC has come right out and stated that I'm not a Canadian citizen. I have no status in Canada. Yet they keep trying to talk me into applying for permanent resident status, which is weird, because with that criminal harassment conviction, I'm inadmissible anyway, so...
So, have you made a request to IRCC?
Oh, yes, yes.
So, I would recommend going to RCMP and to IRCC and making a privacy request for all records pertaining to you and give both names. Because what happens is when I see Patrick Fox and then I look up that UCI number you gave me and I see a completely different name, I'm like, it raises red flags for me going, is that an alias? Does he know of it? Does he not know of it? So you're well aware of it. It's a name you've used.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I recommend is making those requests, and then we can revise this one for all records. I can even say held in Pacific region, and that way they just task everyone.
Oh, okay.
And I can name limited, you know, specifically but not limited to, and then her name.
Okay, and so should I submit a new request then from the website? Or?
So I just revise the request.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll send it back to you saying, as per our discussion, I've revised the request, and then I give you what the new request text is, and then we go from there.
Okay, great.
Because right now there's nothing new. You have everything.
Yeah. All right.
All righty.
Yep.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Thanks for your help with this. Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Have a great day.